Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of February 10, 2023, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Spare Time is the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws, February 10, 2023. I want to wish everyone early, happy Valentine's Day. Information on the Winston-Salem Charles E. Roan Tournament and the National Tournament is below. Please be sure to let Sharon know if you're not going to be available on Friday night so that she can try to find a sub for you. Please leave her a voicemail on her cell phone at 919-740-1073. If you need a sub, or if you want to sub. Her email is snbenton@gmail.com. Ginger's cell phone number is 919-389-5596, and the email address is outlawtaxi@gmail.com. We have already had several people call out for next week, so we know we will need a number of subs. If you can sub, please let Sharon know. Please like us on Facebook. The Raleigh Outlaws has a Facebook page, and liking us is the quickest way to get updated announcements. Go to Facebook and search for the Raleigh Outlaws Bowling League, and then like the page. The lane assignments for Week 14. Lane 35, Team 8, Rough Riders. Lane 36, Team 2, Strike Time. Lane 37, Team 3, Gunslingers. Lane 38, Team 5, Midnight Bandits. Lane 39, Team 6, Silver Bullets. Lane 40, Team 1, Sharpshooters. Lane 41, Team 4, Triple Threat. And Lane 42, Team 7, Hangmen. Subs for tonight, Lane 5, Team 8, out Ginger Rush, in Miriam Dixon. Lane 36, Team 2, out Dwight Jones, in Matt Bowers. Remember that we are bowling next Friday. There is no tournament in Durham next week, so we're making up for not being able to bowl last week. Postponed. Our chili soup, stew, and dessert cook-off has been postponed. We're looking for a potential date in March, but for sure it is not happening in February as originally planned, so stay tuned. Van and Terry McLean want to thank everyone who came to church with them last month. They won the gift certificate for having the most guests on their Friends and Family Day. Van also wants to invite all the men to participate in a fundraiser for the King's Men group at his church. They're having a men's bowling tournament at Buffalo North tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. Entry fee is $20. We will bowl the annual CBA Mail-O-Graphic next week, Friday, February 17. Entry fees of $6 should be put into the envelope tonight. Donuts, somebody has two cards that have not been paid for. If it's you, please see Miriam Dixon with the money ASAP. Miriam has three cards if you need one. First come, first served. The Charles Lee Roan Tournament in Winston-Salem will be March 18. The $35 entry fee will be due Friday, March 3. More information about departure time, etc. will be announced later. Put your money in the lane envelope. ABBA National Tournament information. I hope everyone is excited about coming to Northern Kentucky this year. We will be staying at the Cincinnati Airport Hilton, 7373 Turfway Road, Florence, Kentucky, 41042. Call the Hilton reservation line at 1-800-HILTONS. And note that you would like to reserve a room in a group block at the Hilton Cincinnati Airport. Ask for the group rate for ABBA 2023 convention, or reference the group code ABBA23. The discounted room rate is $109 per night. The cutoff date to make reservations in the block at the discounted rate is April 26, 2023. Any requests after this date are based upon availability and are not guaranteed the group's discounted rate. Guest is encouraged to make reservations as soon as possible to ensure availability. Please note a credit card will be required to secure the reservation, but will not be charged until you check in. They do provide complimentary shuttle service from the airport. They also provide complimentary parking and basic Wi-Fi. There is an on-site restaurant for breakfast and dinner with a menu full of Kentucky favorites, a 15% discount in the restaurant for attendees. We will be bowling at the Bellwood Lanes, 1211 Waterworks Lakes, Newport, Kentucky, 41071. They have 32 lanes, an on-site pro shop, lounge, and snack bar. This year, we will have pre-ordered tournament shirts for $30. The print shop is still working on the design, and when I have the final design, I will email it to all leagues. All shirts will have to be paid for by prior to April the 20th. Shirts will be available for pickup when you register for the tournament. Sizes are available up to 4XL. Hospitality room will be Friday and Saturday in the Frankfort and Louisville room. We are planning some fun activities and will provide free snacks and drinks. More information will be provided closer to the tournament. I would like to know for sure if you're going and what events you plan to pay for by March 24th so that we can work on team assignments. The deadline for Outlaws to pay is Friday, March 31. There is an extra sheet in your lane envelope to complete for the national tournament. Please complete one sheet per bowler planning to attend and include the sheet and the funds in the envelope. The entry fee, including registration, is $80. The Masters is an additional $25, and the fee for guests is $18. If you want a t-shirt, your $30 for that needs to be paid as well. See Miriam if you need an extra sheet. Several local restaurants are within walking distance of the hotel. Your email copy of this week's newsletter contains a list of places and attractions in the area that some of the members went to in the past. Most used Uber, which was very reasonable at about $25 or less for four people to ride. There will be plenty of things to do when you are not bowling. The tournament committee is planning on having a hospitality room at the hotel on Friday and Saturday night. I will let you know more about this when I send out the information for the tournament or in the information letter. Looking forward to another great tournament and hope to see all of you there. Sandy McDaniel, ABBA Tournament Director. Email address is sandymcdan01@yahoo.com. Phone number is 386-576-6413. The Daytona Beach Blind Bowlers are still looking for unwanted t-shirts from their tournaments in the past. They will be making quilts and offering them for sale as fundraisers. If you wish to donate your shirt, please mail it to our president, Bobby Nelson, 801 Black Duck Drive, Port Orange, Florida, 32127. Thank you for coming to our tournaments, and we hope to see you in 2023. Governor Moorhead Online Alumni Scholar Membership. Governor Moorhead Alumni Membership. Because we have found that a lot of people have changed their telephone numbers and moved and changed their home address, the GMSAAI is asking each member to fill out a new application to update their contact information. Please email the following information to Lawrence Carter, Membership Chair, at the following email address, yallowdogg@bellsouth.net. Lawrence would like to have your name, your address, your home phone, work phone, cell phone, and email address. Also, tell us about yourself, former student, the years attended, former employee, the years employed, and interested party, what is the source of your interest? If you would like to pay your dues, you can do so at this time. Please make a check or money order for $20 payable to GMSAAI and mail it to the following address, GMSAA Incorporated, or INC, P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27661. 2022-23 Braille Literacy Grant. The Friends of the NC Accessible Books and Library Services seek to award two separate grants up to $1,000 to address Braille literacy among children and adults in North Carolina. Proposals are expected to address the needs of children and or adults who are visually impaired in Braille literacy efforts, such as, but not limited to, training, services, education, and outreach. The Braille Literacy Grant has been established to fill gap in funding for Braille training programs and services. Financial need is a priority. The individual and organization grant applications are available online and as printed print download documents to be submitted by U.S. Mail. The grant portal is now open. The application deadline for proposals submitted online or by mail is May 1. The Braille Literacy Grant applications, along with additional information, can be found at Braille Literacy Grant Information, Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Click on the link in your email copy of this newsletter for that address. Email questions about the Braille Literacy Grant and or the application process to info@fncabls.org. Apply for the $2,000 Friends in Art Annual Scholarship. Friends in Art, FIA, a nonprofit organization with the mission of creating spaces where visually impaired artists and audiences thrive, and an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, ACB, offers an annual $2,000 scholarship to college students who are legally blind. If you are a high school senior or a college student engaged in the fields of music, art, drama, graphic arts, and or creative writing, and you are blind or visually impaired, we encourage you to apply. In addition to being legally blind, applicants must maintain a 3.0 GPA, be a full-time student or work 32 or more hours per week while attending college part-time, and be involved in their school/local community. To find out more or to apply, please visit https://acb.org/scholarships. Be sure to highlight your arts-related activities while completing the application form so that we will know you are interested in applying for the FIA scholarship. Please also note that completion of the application process will make you potentially eligible for other ACB scholarships. Deadline, February 14, 2023. Please direct any questions to Peter Altschul, Altschul, FIA Scholarship Chair at creatingcommonground@outlook.com. Recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuckwagon Gang. Almond Joy cookies are first up. We have some ingredients. 1 14-ounce bag of sweetened flaked coconut. 1 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk. 2/3 of a cup salted roasted almonds, lightly chopped. And 2 cups of semi-sweet chocolate drops, or chips rather. Here are the instructions. Preheat the oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. Prepare cookie sheets by lining with parchment paper. In a large mixing bowl, combine the coconut, sweetened condensed milk, chopped almonds, and chocolate chips. Scoop the cookie dough into small amounts on the prepared cookie sheets. Wet your hands with water and then shape the mounds into round cookies and slightly flatten the tops of each cookie. Bake at 325 degrees Fahrenheit for 12 to 14 minutes until golden brown around the edges. Cool the cookies on the baking sheet before serving. Well, now we're going into chocolate territory and peanut butter along with it. We're going to look at chocolate peanut butter cupcakes. Your ingredients for the chocolate cupcakes: 2 cups of sugar, 1 3/4 cups of all-purpose flour, 3/4 cup unsweetened cocoa, best quality available, 1 1/2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 1/2 teaspoons of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of salt, 3 eggs at room temperature, 1 cup of whole milk, 1 half cup vegetable oil, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, best quality available, and 1 cup of boiling water. Your ingredients for the peanut butter frosting: 1 half cup of unsalted butter, that's 1 stick, 1 cup of creamy peanut butter, 8 ounces of cream cheese, 1 package, cold, directly from the fridge, 4 cups of powdered sugar, and 1 tablespoon of heavy cream or milk. The instructions for the chocolate cupcakes: preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Line muffin tin with paper liners and set aside. In a large mixing bowl, whisk together the sugar, flour, cocoa, baking powder, baking soda, and salt. Add the eggs, milk, oil, and vanilla extract to the dry ingredients. Beat on medium speed for 1 minute. Beat in boiling water just until combined. The batter will be thin. Don't worry, this is right. Fill liners 2/3 full with the batter. I usually put the batter into a large measuring cup with a spout for pouring, and then pour the batter into the liners. Bake the cupcakes for approximately 22 to 24 minutes. Let them cool completely on a wire rack before frosting. Your instructions for the peanut butter frosting: beat the unsalted butter until it's smooth. Add the cream cheese and beat until smooth and fully combined with the butter. Add the peanut butter and beat until well combined. Slowly add the powdered sugar and continue to mix until the frosting is smooth. Add the heavy cream or milk and beat for another 30 seconds. Frost the cooled cupcakes. Note: once the cupcakes are fully cooled and frosted, store them in an airtight container in the refrigerator for up to 3 days. And now the season schedule as we round out this program. Bowl, February 10, 17, and 24. CBA Mail or Graphic bowled on February 17. Bowl, March 3, 10, 24, and 31. March 18, the Rowan Invitational in Winston-Salem. Bowl, April 14. And on April 7, do not bowl because it's Good Friday. And April will also be for makeup dates and end of season dinner, the date of which is yet to be scheduled. In May the 6th is the projected date for the Outlaw Invitational, and May 25 through 29 is the ABBA National Tournament, Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.